Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Everything Action commentary. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris.
Woo!
And beer.
Yeah, I don't know. Chris, this is what happens when Chris is bored and drunk. He's like, let's do a commentary. So that's what we're doing. And after scouring Netflix, we decided on the 2003 Ellen Page movie, Ghost Cat.
It's what broke her out in the role.
It really stood out to us among the other Netflix titles. And I guess the concept is that Ellen Page and her dad go move into a house that was owned by a cat lady, and then weird things happen, possibly by ghost cats.
I love how the Netflix tries to like make it so not sound like a crazy cat lady died in this place that they live in. It's like, this is now deceased cat lover.
I think they're trying to make it sound like Casper or something.
Yeah, they try to make it seem like Casper.
She'd be like
with
Casper
cats.
With ghost cats, yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. So we both have it paused at zero on Netflix, so we'll give a countdown and then we'll start this thing. We'll figure out what the hell is going on in this movie. Right. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
This movie doesn't mess around. It starts already like this.
Yeah, it starts creepy.
With whoa!
This production.
This horse! Shit!
With the production company no one's heard of.
This horse, like, staring at you like it knows what you did.
Wait, Animal Planet?
Animal Planet!
This is getting intriguing.
Is this filmed on a security footage?
Ghost cat!
I think that's just regular cat.
It's not, okay, yeah. I wonder if it's like ghost shark and it can just appear in like, and kill people in just random places.
You're not safe from ghost shark.
Ghost cat.
Hey, ghost cat. It couldn't make the font any bigger.
What if this guy's, like, trying to break in?
Break into this dairy farm?
Steal the secrets of the ghost cats.
Wait, you couldn't jump this fence? You had to, like, break
in? It seems super flimsy.
I know.
You just, like, kick it in. Yeah.
Yeah. But you're ripping it. Like, you didn't have to cut the wire. What the hell?
Is that Ghost Dog?
That doesn't look like
Ghost Cat. Just like, it's okay, man. I got this.
Totally fine. I feel like this whole movie's sponsored by Canada.
But it's like Civil War though. Ringwood.
Of where?
It seems New England-y.
I've got a feeling this is all like Toronto, and they just like call it.
I'm sure it is.
It's like Ellen Page is Canadian. No one likes to point that out.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. You guys here for the Ghost Cat House? Let me just clear up these ghost cats.
Wait, this is the house they're buying?
Then. Where was the farm that was in the opening?
Yeah, what did I do with anything?
Yeah. She's a ghost.
It's a ghost cat. Comes to the house.
She's dead. Along with my Aunt Margaret. And me.
I did like how they nonchalantly mentioned about his wife. Like, yeah, my wife used to live in this area.
Whoa.
Yeah, woman drivers.
Somebody broke in last night.
Someone cut a hole. Like, they didn't break in, they just cut a hole. Ghost dogs again. My only guys. Behold, the saddest petting zoo. Is this a puppy farm?
Who knows what they do?
It's like a goat place, a puppy farm, like... Ghost cat likes to wander around here.
I'm just gonna take these puppies.
Mine now. I really don't know how banks work.
Commander Riker?
Why does Ellen Page look like she's way older now?
Yeah.
Than, like, she does in most movies.
She performed CPR.
She called 911?
Yeah. Mark, like, my aunt woke up and Margaret was using a fire extinguisher. It was incredible. Preferably a home.
Yeah, like, I'm a professional.
So this is the aunt, right? I'm assuming?
No, this is another... person, and I $5 says this woman who owns this weird animal shop like falls in love with the dad. Like, they're both white, so that's just like, yeah, the base requirement for that to happen.
Like, yeah, like, they're pretty much establishing all the characters in this movie right now.
Yeah, like,
there's no other, just no other characters in the movie.
She's the spunky teen, the dad's a loving single dad, the lady owns a farm, like, doesn't have a life, you know. Yeah. Like, she's not meeting anyone else.
I swear to God, there are people trying to buy this house in here.
Ellen Page!
I thought you were a ghost.
In my house.
I thought you were a ghost. You might know me from Inception or X-Men.
Or it was years prior. It was years prior. It's like, you remember me from the Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah. Seeing that she's a ghost and all.
She is to me, too.
Are you in the movies?
So, by that law, I own this cat now. I own it now. Now move out.
and conveniently die so they can buy the house.
Yeah, like, it seemed like the aunt was feeble, but she's not, you know? She's way too young for a home. This dude was like, she's gonna live with me, or I'm gonna send her to the home.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, I'm a scumbag. Whatever. What the hell's wrong with this town? There's like strange animals everywhere. Alright, bye, dog. Don't get hit by a car.
Because I have gambling debts and drug dealers to deal with.
The mob gave me a day to get my money back.
Yeah. Could you tell me where that is so I can murder you and take the money?
Like, if this wasn't a kid's movie, the dude would be killing her right now in this scene.
Where is exactly that money? Could you give me exact directions to it?
Do you have bullions? Do you have doubloon somewhere?
I've got Nazi gold hidden away.
It's the murder option.
I just had to kill you then. Bye. Bye, Aunt Ruth.
What nephew is this? It's like, I want to sell your house, Aunt. It's only been like the first 10 minutes of this movie. God damn. You'll never leave me, will you? Dude, they AR, like...
ADR.
Putting so much, yeah, ADR, so much, like, cat purr in that scene. Rosie O'Donnell.
Animal control. Okay.
Canadian, see?
Well,
Canadian.
We're gonna have to kill all your animals. Is that where the guy broke in so that the dog would get loose?
Is that the...
See, this whole movie is like an 80s, like, evil real estate agent is going to come in and, like, build condos. This whole plot of this movie.
So, they're ruining her, like, business by, like, letting her animals out?
And then complaining about it or something.
Yeah, that's the whole scheme?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's cool. Motel 6 is really nice.
Yeah. So they moved all the way out here to check out a place, and then now they're just, like, not living there. They're just hanging out in libraries.
Yep. We hide in the bathroom until the library closes, and they come out and sleep there.
Jesus Christ. You know... This is creepy. This conversation right here about, like, I've met you in a past somehow. Yeah. Like, that's never a good opening.
She's gonna, like, there's gonna be, like, a painting of, like, Ellen Page in, like, from the
1600s. In a foyer somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's from the attic. It's, like, slowly getting older. Wait, now the aunt, now the aunt knows her mom?
Apparently. Wait, dead?
So the aunt knew the mom but doesn't recognize the dad or her?
Apparently. She remembered her memory like as soon as I came to the library.
Is that something you like to do, Ellen Page?
Would you like to act?
Oh, is this the villain? Oh no, this is the nephew. Okay,
this is the nephew.
Okay, we haven't seen like the villain yet. Oh God, ominous music.
So instead of gambling debt, he had like stock debt.
It's like breaking social commentary about like
Enron, like this Enron.
Animal Planet's like we gotta comment on this like banking scandal stuff.
Wait. So, like, the mom is supposed to be, like, friends of the aunt here? The aunt is at least, like,
they went to high school. It's like, it seems like they went to high school together.
Yeah, but, like, the aunt is, like, way older than most characters.
Yeah.
It's like, was she, like, a triple super senior? Like, was she a Steve Holt? Like, what the hell?
As long as you don't die or anything in the meantime.
You and Margaret don't die in some horrific accident with one of them a ghost.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, this is the aunt's secret money here? Let's see what she has.
Secret money.
Oh my God.
Only like... Look at how he stacks of cash.
Man, that meth dealing really paid off. So wait, they're 40 miles from New York City?
So they're in, like, Connecticut?
Yeah. Or, like, Westchester County or something.
We should kill her and take her house. So, like, I get they're from, like, out of town.
Yeah.
And they're visiting this, like, smaller town just for, like, shits and giggles.
Because Dad's writing a book about the revolution.
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean you have to live there. And it's, like, the middle of winter,
Is this the villain?
Well, this is, like, evil business meeting in a dive bar.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man, they have Saturday Night Karaoke at this bar? Yes, it is the villain.
Would you help me kill my aunt?
I like how there's, like, in every scene there, like, I'm sure Animal Planet was like, there has to be an animal in every scene. So it's like, a fucking Dalmatian.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense now. Yeah. That kind of makes sense why this town is rampant with animal problems.
Every scene has to have an animal in it. Or else we can't show it on Animal Planet. Or does this even, like, air on Animal Planet? I'm sure it had to.
It probably, like, the first year. Then, like, no one watched
it. When, like, Animal Planet had no content. It was, like, this and Crocodile Hunter. Is that's all they had?
And then when he died, they're just like, let's get rid of everything. Again, that cat purrs so fucking loud. Sounds like a fucking chainsaw. What? What?
this is it right here.
This is their tragic death.
That's it.
And the cat is watching.
That was the most, like, the most subtle heart attack I've ever seen.
What the hell is going on in Ellen Page's face?
What in God's name is happening right now?
It's like fire, cat, woman?
Margaret the cat killed our mom by burning her alive.
That's what it looks like. It looks like she's fucking picking up the pieces and she's like, yeah, mom was murdered by this fucking cat.
It's all so clear now. Got it. Young Ellen Page, like, even younger Ellen Page looks like a boy. Yeah, young dude.
A bit.
Like, I remember even Hanson. Super younger. And I'm suddenly British.
A little bit. Go back to this weird not Canada.
Yes.
Like, this movie's blatantly filmed in Canada. That's why you don't really see the city. You just see more of this, like, country land shit.
And they didn't mention it, but this is, like, July.
Moving to Canada. I think those are Canadian plates, like, from the cars. I think.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Ghost cat already.
But the cat didn't die, though.
Apparently, maybe the heart attack killed both the people?
Both of them? They're psychically linked.
One dies, the other one dies, too? Yeah, sort of.
Kind of because she died.
It's Tuesday. What?
It's still Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was this morning.
What? Well, that ghost cat just became ghost cat really fast.
Yeah.
And less tragic than we thought. That was a nice TV cutaway. Yeah, I really need to sell this house for some stock options. Not really a broken heart then, like old age. Does Ellen Page not have another outfit? She's wearing exactly the same thing she wore the first time she showed up at this house. Huh. A copy of Mein Kampf. I don't know. She's got that Ron Howard-like giant forehead. It's huge. Well, conveniently, the owner died, so we should own this now.
That's like the law of real estate, Chris. It's like, if you're the last person to see the house, you automatically get it.
I'm here to seduce you. I really hope it's a highway that he's talking about. Something really cliche, like, your development's in the middle of a highway, like
it's
building.
The freeway.
Yeah. All real estate tycoons are, like, this evil?
I mean, definitely, like, the 80s, I would say. But...
Ah, cat dog friends. Kurt's blatantly like in college.
He's an 80s bully.
Yeah, like, he's got the haircut and the fucking pose of a bully. No, Ellen, bad
who,
for you.
Who names their dog Comfort?
Terrible people do.
On
rough times.
Oh, he does? What?
Well, that was solved really fast.
I thought he was going to have to be like, well, maybe my friend Mr. Lincoln can get me into that safety deposit box. IOUs.
Just like a dildo and like really comical shit in there.
Jeez, man, chill out.
Don't they normally give you like a special room to look at like private boxes, not like the private box vault like that?
I mean, this is like small town USA, Chris, so
small town Canada. Ghost cat, are you there?
Trying to get our first dose of ghost catting.
You can imagine this movie takes a 180 shift and becomes a horror movie.
Yeah, just like awful, awful horror movie.
The dad's dead. There's blood everywhere. Ghost cat.
Margaret, did you learn how to open doors?
Actually, it's like Ghost Cat's back, and so is Aunt Ruth.
Oh, hi, dear.
She's like, ah. Nice having more creepy stories about your mom.
But like, she's like bleeding out of her eyes.
Where we're going, we don't need eyes.
How'd you get into our house?
Creepy Lloyd. What the hell is everyone going to the library?
Do you guys have large stacks of cash that I could steal? any disposable income or stocks or...
Do you have any money I could just take?
Yeah, a purse.
Maybe some bullions. Yeah.
How much does your dad make from those books he's writing?
Let's make fun of this guy's living.
Banging tells are fun.
Is he getting drunk with his daughter, or is that water?
I hope it's water.
I know, we hope it's water too, but... Oh, Dad, you're rediscovering history. That's, cool.
Did they fight the Revolutionary War in Canada? What?
Get it?
Okay, so it seems like a bigger, like, evil crime lord over this.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's an old school mic.
I'm late from a concert with my boy band. This is like if Colin Mochrie was like the villain of a movie.
This is like a Colin Mochrie like double.
You didn't take any offers, so I'm here to murder you now.
Hey, you heard about that Margaret thing? I'm gonna kill you now. It seems like a less evil, like, scheme now, you know? Like,
here's more money.
I know, Riker wasn't exactly, like, threatening her. He's kind of like, hey,
what the?
Here's some
what
more cash. You
can
know?
Ghost Cat play the piano?
Okay, how's the cat playing that? Like, it's way too long.
I'd be more impressed if, like, the Ghost Cat is just playing, like, Moonlight Sonata or something.
I'm telling you, it's Aunt Margaret. She's fucking... Aunt Ruth, she's back.
Get out of my house!
I thought you were my friend! I do like that they basically own all of Aunt Margaret's, Aunt Ruth's
yep.
stuff. Like, normally they sell most of the things inside, so, you know, they can move in and start fresh, but they just moved in, like, oh, everything we just own. What the hell is wrong with this piano? Like, it's the same piano the book fell off
yep.
of, now it's playing music, and now Aunt Ruth's getting his picture thrown at her.
I swear, oh my god, if the mom's ghost shows up at some point.
You know yeah. she is. No reason.
They've talked way too much about the mom for her not to show up. Like, Casper
yeah.
style.
Dead. You?
This kid's name is Pearson. I hit a deer.
So wait. They share the same bond of losing a mother, the same thing?
I guess.
So, hey.
And their love of animals, which everyone in this movie loves animals.
Jesus.
I got Ellen Page is like a foot taller than this kid.
I know. Ellen Page stopped growing at that
yeah.
height. This kid, I hope he grew. Yeah, scoring points there, Pierce. Dude, this older brother is not young. Like, he's not in his teens.
What are you nerds doing here?
No. He is not a fucking, like, 17-year-old.
No. What are you doing in the city, city slicker? It's kind of weird you guys moved in the same day she died.
It just like walks away.
I wanted to name it Spuds McKenzie, but they were like, nah.
behold the bonding of Ellen Page and this like 20-year-old.
Man,
Animal Planet bastards. Like,
mandatory Animal Planet montage.
Okay. Oh yeah, I thought that was like Ghost Cat.
I'm thinking this generic 90s alternative rock. It's a throw a fucking dog in there, I don't know.
There's a bucket of chow. Or water.
Nah. I got mugged, and then my best friend got shot. It's pretty cool.
We took a wrong turn.
Yeah. Ha! Straw fight!
All honestly, it seems like the younger brother has a better chance. The older brother is just, like, way too older looking.
Oh, snap. I have to rake this shit up.
Literally. Yeah. Jesus, Lloyd!
Just give it up, man. he's more villainous than the, like the evil business like land dealer guy.
Yeah, Edgar was actually polite. Yeah. Like Lloyd is just like a fucking like nervous wreck.
Just because of like a bad like stock deal.
Some tough guy talk. This house makes way too much noise.
I'm psychic.
We need an exorcist?
Yeah. So, like, instead of, like, going to his job and, like, trying to make money back, he's, like stalking this family now.
He's like, yelling at everyone his aunt knew. Yeah. You know, like,
trying to extort money from everyone.
Yeah, like, he's a terrible, like, investor. He's a terrible, like, it's a workday thing, right? Like, shouldn't he be, like, doing his job? And he's just, like, an asshole, like, friend to everyone. Didn't he make money off the sale of, like, selling the house to these people?
You'd think.
Yeah, like, what the hell's going on? Dude, you interview, like, people from the Civil War.
Revolutionary War widows.
Yeah. Oh, there's the scene where, like, the single dad meets the lonely woman. Must be that spinster. Maybe get an interview from her.
I'd love to interview you and introduce you to my snake.
My trouser snake.
Would you take it in my trouser snake?
Hey, this is what happens when you walk with dogs and no leashes.
All those dogs died.
Like, fucking ran away.
They've been planning their escape for, like, years. So now he's, like, he just broke into their house.
Yep. Lloyd didn't give a fuck about this house. He tried to sell it. Now he's just in it all the time. Shouldn't he have done this before he sold the house?
Yeah. You could probably get a couple of $100 for that piano and stuff. And
yeah, like, sell all these things before you sell the house. Like, I don't understand this dude's logic.
He needs cash, man, for some reason.
Like, fast cash? Like,
I don't mean, like, is there someone, like, writing him, like, you owe us the money?
It didn't say, and he's just, like, is looking for shit. Right. He's looking for, like, the insurance money, which, I didn't understand.
Like, he just lost a bunch of money, which is, like, okay, but it's not like
life-threatening.
The mob is like, oh, you invested in our company, now you, like, owe us money. We break your legs. There's a light switch right there.
And I had to do the whole flashlight thing for effect. Oh.
Ghost cat!
I did like how they left through the front door.
They come in the back door.
Yeah.
I feel like a Weasley little banker was in here.
Is this the only bar in town?
Probably. What?
Weird sayings. Oh, wait. So she's thinking the mom came back except the cat?
Like how the dad never talks about like a whisper.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry, Natalie.
Not even that rugged, but I get it. You know, it's like, hey, you
like,
know,
slightly out of breath whisper.
Yeah, like he just like tell everything he says is important.
I just ran like 5 miles, man. It's pretty tough. I ran 5 miles to go investigate this Revolutionary War site.
That is the most. Like, pull out the hat, like, excuse for a plot. It's like, the dad needs to write about the Revolutionary War. Like, oh, like, there's more shit?
Is this ghost cam camera? Oh, God.
Or goblin rape cam?
Yeah, any other movie, this would be going in a horrible direction.
Yeah, horrible things would happen to this girl. Magic cat. Again, this cat purrs so fucking loud.
Yes, it was. I can talk now because I'm a ghost.
Ew. Kill for me.
You must kill your father.
Kill your neighbors. Kill Pierce.
I have a list of names that must die.
Revenge! Dude, this guy's balding. Yeah. That's how old he is.
He's like Luke. He's
supposed to be like 17. Like
That's deep, Kurt. That's deep.
I'm gonna see a dick. I mean, what? Get some of that D.
Gotta get the, gotta get those pipes cleaned out. Is there something, like, did, like, the filter, the movie change, or there's, like, a weird, like...
You got, like, a better camera, right? Like,
there's, like, a weird, like, bluish hue around the edges of the screen.
Yeah, noticing that too.
I wonder if it's like if that's the ghostly powers.
It's the weird book bonding author love scene. Yeah. See?
Sure, you can't interest you in some coffee or sex?
Maybe we should get naked sometime.
Yeah, I got a trouser snake I want you to adopt.
Yeah, this town's working out great. But it was a cat, and I was more pissed. And a kiss.
You brush that hair out of your face, so it's really annoying.
Get a better haircut.
Yeah, let me. Yeah, thanks, Kurt.
Kurt, you're like 30.
Yeah.
Comfort, coming to comfort cock block. Comfort block. What? Usually there's like regulations for banking to foreclose on some properties.
What? Contact head office? Because it's like one password failure. God, this League of Evil White Guys is really working out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how business works. I just get paid for the idea. Sacrifice.
Oh my god. We're gonna need a Ouija board, a chicken, a knife.
A lamb, a virgin sacrifice. I'm gonna beat you, Comfort. Take my aggression out. No one listens to me. What the hell is the dad writing on?
A typewriter.
It's like a weird Mac 1.
We're gonna do a sacrifice and contact demons.
I got dark real fast. Oh, the dad's having a romantic pie meeting with the farmer.
Oh man, super ominous right now. Oh my god, there's another break-in.
Oh good, more stuff.
But convenient, they left the barn opening, which is convenient.
Well, like, he's changing his tactics, so.
Welp. Time to murder all these animals. It's okay, it's moving. M. E.
It's Kurt.
Look, the Ouija thing is moving. M. E. O. W.
Meow mix, meow mix.
I like chicken. I like liver.
Meow mix, please deliver? Dude, why does this kid look like Ron from like Harry yeah. Potter?
And he's like a year younger than Ellen Page, but he looks like 10.
Yeah. But then Kurt looks like he's fucking yeah. 30. Oh, God, Ellen, don't fall for this.
I feel like Pearson is like still like girls have cute cooties and stuff.
Yeah, and then Kurt looks like, hey, you want to marry?
So, where's your dad's room?
Do you know what a condom is?
I feel a great spirit rise in my pants right now. What the?
Wait, is a cat doing this?
Jay?
He's not spelling anything.
Margaret, the cats can spell? Oh my god, I hope they found like a treasure buried in the basement or something.
It's just a stack yep. of hundreds. Where the hell did Aunt Ruth hide this shit? And, like, she didn't know she was dying, you know? Like, yeah, why would she hide it this complex?
The world's most sudden and subtle heart attack.
And, like, she just hid, like, $50,000 somewhere in her yeah. house like this?
Because she's stupid.
Well, because she's a cat.
Yeah. Oh
cat's
my
a dick.
God. The That darn cat. We have money.
Like, the thing I don't get is, like, Ellen Page and her dad weren't, like, they don't need money.
And when I'm dead.
Shouldn't the movie be over by now? Like, the money, they have a reason. Yeah,
well, there's still 20 minutes of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ghost Cat fulfilled his mission.
Yeah, he should be gone by now.
Uh-oh. Here's your latest van of corpses.
Wait, so here's the thing I don't get. This is the same lady that, like, gave her a fine, yeah. But she's dropping off more dogs?
Whatever. I thought everyone in this town loved animals.
Yeah.
I gotta get back and euthanize a bunch of dogs. What if we just...
Guess who's getting beatings.
What if we just bribed everyone in town with the money?
Hmm.
Who let the dogs out? Like I've never done. Ever.
Like a gun. That's a right button.
Now, what was the arsonist's name again? Ghost Cat.
Ghost Cat.
Oh my god. I hope Ghost Cat murders this guy.
I know. It's like claws his
just
throat.
A super dark turn.
Like I'm waiting. Like any movie should be like simple and then 180s yeah. It.
Jeez, what the hell is he gonna do? Margaret is not pleased. Is he gonna murder all the dogs? He's just gonna, like, Chris.
Oh my god, he's gonna fucking carbon monoxide everyone. Oh my god, this is really evil.
Hurry, Ghost Cat. Summon Ellen Page. Like how she just has like a random parental advisory sign on her door wall. Ghost Cat.
Ghost Cat.
I could tell by that licking that the animals are in danger. And Ellen Page gets hit by a car.
Twist ending.
Unfortunately, Ellen Page arrived too late. How the hell did Kirk get there?
He's magically there early.
It's a ghost bird appeared to me.
There should be a lot more dead animals, Like, half of them should be dead because the humans are having a problem. Like, the animals should be fucked.
What?
Okay.
So you're an arsonist?
Weird. Yeah. I don't have to tell you shit, like...
I don't know. Ours is pretty hot.
A little danger, huh?
Now I do.
My penis does.
I went on the internet.
So now we're dating? With some fire. With some arson. Okay, this movie is, like, almost over. Why are they establishing Kurt as, like, this weird, like, oh, like, be careful. Yeah. Like, be careful. He might be dangerous.
You've been hanging out with him for, like, 6 months, but...
But whatever. Be careful around him.
Jesus. She's bred like attack Labrador retrievers.
I think Brenda should buy a gun.
All right. You have to murder Brenda now.
What a gun. What?
Wait, so he embezzled money from the bank and then lost it in the stock market?
I guess that makes sense, but, like, that was not established at all in the beginning.
Is he just gonna, like, give the bank cash and be like, I heard you guys are missing money, so, here's cash.
What? I guess they're really a thing now, huh?
Ellen Page is attracted to danger.
That's true.
This is where I hit my shotgun. And let me just put this down, and now we can do it.
For what? A boner.
So, any ideas how we can kill time while we wait here?
Talking to the microphone of my pants. This is like killing his face. It is killing his mood about sex.
So, yeah, this is super interesting, but,
this is not what I thought about hanging out in the hay.
When I said roll in the hay, I meant it literally.
I didn't mean talk about your dead mom to me.
So, like,
angry man.
I'd never get that boner back.
Oh, Nash is trying to move. Look at this.
All right. I got a half chub again. Okay. It's good.
All right, I'm back in the game.
He's like, he just looks like pissed off.
He had a phase of, like, really big disappointment.
Yeah. Slow-mo Ghost Cat.
Dude, Ghost Cat has not done anything, really.
He's almost like an ineffectual ghost. Or I guess she, because it's Margaret. Now yeah. they're gonna fucking burn the farm down.
Yeah, Jesus.
Like, this is like escalated like so like ridiculously quick. Oh, yeah, and they can blame it on Kurt because he's an arsonist.
Convenient.
Oh, my God, I hope Ghost Cat, like, causes them to, like, burn themselves. Hurry, ghost cat! Did you hear something? What? Boner? What?
We doing it now? Oh, nice, like, cutaway.
We'll be back in the commercial breaks to the thrilling conclusion of Ghost Cat. Kurt, you're stepping on a bunny! Run, you stupid dogs!
Ghost cat?
No.
Regular cat.
Just put him outside! Shut up, ghost cat.
So, like, does ghost cat allow, like, certain people to see it? Or,
yeah,
like, what are the rules?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, what are the rules of ghost cats? Oh, my God.
What? It's all on fire.
Ghost cat! Lick her foot clear. Oh my God. Ghost cat should like appear in the middle of the road and like causing it like getting into a horrible crash. Yes. Kill them, ghost cat.
What?
He must have like a super parent like phobia of cats. God, yeah. Finally,
how did Ghost Cat get in the car and then, like, how's it attacking?
Because it's Ghost Cat, Chris. She was, like, not even stuck. My foot's broken now.
See ya.
It's, like, the door is, like, literally, like, 2 feet away from me.
I know,
it's,
like,
not even flames.
He jumped in. I hate that guy.
My God, that was a death-defying stunt. Yeah, it looks like a ghost cat attack. seen this back in 77. I like how it's all like whimsical now.
I know, it's like very simple. It's like, oh, like that's all taken care of.
The wrath of the ghost cat.
He died.
He got his throat ripped out somehow. Oh wait, she's right over there.
I'm watching you.
I feel like this is like a backdoor pilot for like a ghost cat show where it's just like Margaret helps people every week. It's like Ellen Page and Margaret just like go around. It's like early edition or something, or like Touched by an Angel.
Yeah, it's like Touched by an Angel.
But then it gets ridiculous where it's like Margaret and like Ellen Page are like defeating like drug dealers and stuff and like human smuggling and like.
Oh, the cat went to heaven. Wow, it just ends like that. Okay, so this movie's presented by Canada.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
I do like the fact that this movie moves really fast. There's no, like, lull, you know? Like, it establishes real shit real fast. But, like, by the end, it's just like, oh, by the way, Kurt was an arsonist. Yep. Like, Lloyd just, like, finally gave up and was like, burn everything. Family.
They don't play his original movies?
I didn't know that either. God damn. All right, Zach, what did you think of this movie?
I don't know.
Speechless. Yeah.
I would have preferred, I want to see like a gritty remake of it where like Ghost Cat is actually like murdering people and stuff.
Yeah, Ghost Cat for most of the movie just like fucks around and then like gives them money.
Yeah.
And then doesn't do anything. Like, and then comes back to like.
Scratches the guy.
Yeah. And it's really up to the dude's like ineptitude to kill himself, like sort of. Like, that's
and I'm really
how
shocked
is.
Like Aunt Ruth or the mom did not show up as a ghost at some point.
I know. I was like, oh man, she's gonna pop up and be like, "Hey, Ellen Page, I love you." Like nothing yeah. like that happened.
Or like it's like the end of Safe Haven where it's like the mom comes back and like, "Hey, husband, I approve of you banging this animal shelter lady now."
Yeah, Safe Haven. We should have watched that. Like, at Hamburg, watched that. It's like the same movie.
Pretty much. Except God replace Robin Scherbatsky with a ghost cat.
Alright, so, yeah, this movie was interesting. This definitely was worth it, a drunk commentary, because holy shit, this movie was insane. Like, Lloyd's plan to fucking, like, harass his residents and then just burn, like, some pet shelter. Like, holy crap.
Someone found, like, a discarded, like, 80s, like Breaking sequel or something. Or it's like...
This would have been Breaking 3, Animal
yeah,
Shelter.
It's like, yo, we got break that Salem Community Center, the Animal Shelter, y'all.
Gotta raise the money. Holy shit, a ghost cat.
And Animal Planet was like, can you put a ghost cat in there somehow? I feel like this is like they're like, man, what can we do to compete with like AMC and like ABC Family for like their Halloween stuff that they do? What if there's a ghost cat?
Yeah, a cat that comes back to like indicate clues and possibly attack people. What are the rules to the ghost cat? None. Yeah, just, ghost cat fucking makes up his own rules. Like certain people can see ghost cat, certain people can be affected by ghost cat. Like ghost cat himself, like. Herself has like certain like things she wants to do, like whatever.
Yeah, it definitely feels like this was like a TV, like it was a TV. It was a TV movie, but
it blatantly feels like. TV
I mean,
movie.
It was an Animal Planet movie, but like I feel like it was like like they're like, oh man, this is awesome. We can make like a ghost cat show. And Ghost Cat's just like going around the country, just like solving crimes and reuniting people.
Yeah, it felt like it didn't
the
happen.
Adventures of Ghost Cat. And just it starts like no one like it's like doesn't start Ellen Page or anyone from the movie. It's like Ghost Cat and like I don't know.
Ghost Cat and yeah. Friends.
Like who's the guy from like Renegade?
Oh god, it wasn't Jack Black. It was someone else.
Oh, Lorenzo Lamas. It's like Lorenzo Lamas and Ghost Cat going around. It's like, go Ghost Cat! Or it's like Ghost Rider. Or Ghost Rider. It's like, we have this mystery to solve, Ghost Cat.
I know, the Ghost Cat, like, its own purpose was to help his family and, like, attack people. So, like, what other things do they expand upon? Yeah. And it's like, oh, maybe it solves, like, a local, like, community center crisis. Or, like, who stole, like, from the pie maker?
Yeah.
Like, weird, wholesome, family-friendly shit.
It's like, they're cheating the local pie contest. I don't know. Yeah, it was definitely a good, solid Drunk Encounter movie. hopefully everyone enjoyed it.
Yep.
It was a interesting, like, I'm sure that was, like, Ellen Page's, like, first or, like, second acting job. So, anyway, yeah, if you want more from us, any commentaries or podcasts and everything else we do, go to everythingaction.com, facebook.com/everythingnotaction. Twitter.com/EVAction, everythingaction.tumblr.com, and commentaries and podcasts and everything are on iTunes Music Store. Just search for Everything Action on there. You can get us on there. Contact Everything Action is the email. And also on Stitcher, you can stream us on there, Stitcher.com. So for Chris, I'm Zach, and we will see you next commentary.